Next on Gospel of Life, we will take the mask off the rhetoric of choice and show you something hard to believe. Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. Janet Morena, our Associate Director, is here. And today, Janet, we're going to talk about something very disturbing and yet something very helpful for our viewers to use as a tool to promote the culture of life and to unmask this myth of choice when it comes to abortion.
Well, that's right, Father, because, you know, the word choice really, you know, it sounds nice. It sounds good. You know, I like choosing ice cream, don't you? What flavor would you like?
Ben and Jerry's have a lot of different choices.
Haagen-Dazs or whatever, and Rocky Road or chocolate mints or breakfast cereals. Oh, I'm all in favor of choice about breakfast cereals.
And even choice in more substantial matters of life, like are we going to be get married or be single, or what profession do we want to choose?
College you're going to go to.
Freedom is something we value and we adhere to as Christians. It's a gift of God. It's one of the things that defines us as human, as distinct from this glass or this table.
But there are certain fundamental things that we don't have the right to choose. So, for example, I don't have the right to come over and just take your wallet, or you come over and take my purse and its contents. I don't have the right to go outside this studio and smash your car or steal your car. There are certain...
Or steal your husband or wife.
Exactly. I mean, there's certain rights that our laws, both of God, the Ten Commandments, and of our country, protect us. But now when we get to choice, an abortion. This is the word that the other side have used to make it sound so nice. Women should have the right to choose. I protect a woman's right to choose. What is she choosing? They're protecting the right for her to walk into an abortion clinic and choose to kill her baby. That's what choice really is.
Yes.
And, you know, as we know from the testimonies of the women from the Silent No More Awareness campaign who have come to regret their abortion, most of them did not freely walk into that clinic, hands clenched in the air, I'm going to get my freedom of choice and get rid of this child. No, the abortion clinic sold them a lie, told them it was a clump of tissue, told them that, you're not ready to be a mom, this is a simple procedure, you have this freedom of choice and move on with your life. So what we have to get people to realize is this word choice is really masking what abortion really is, and it's the destruction of a child.
In this program, we're going to see a very disturbing video.
That's right.
And we want to remind our viewers that we have put up now a series of videos on YouTube. And friends, I don't know if you yourself have a YouTube channel, but it's very, very simple to do. You go to YouTube.com and you sign up free of charge for a channel on which then you can post homemade videos, as many as you want. Short videos, usually 5 minutes or less. And you have the ability to have hundreds of thousands of people view these videos. Obviously, we're using it to promote the pro-life message. On my YouTube channel, YouTube/Father Frank Pavone, you'll see one of the videos we're going to show you today in this program. And you'll see a whole series of videos, not only talking about the arguments that we make in favor of pro-life, but also showing the actual abortion procedure itself. And Janet, we had the DNE abortion procedure and the suction procedure, and those videos we're showing in other episodes of our Gospel of Life program. But when we put that DNE up there, within the first 4 weeks, how many views did we get?
We got 100,000 views in the first 4 weeks.
Most of these young people going there on YouTube and watching.
That's right. And this is a very good way to challenge people who are using that choice word to say, well, when you say choice, a woman's right to choose, meaning abortion, is this what you mean?
Is this what you mean? Because this is what the abortionists mean.
That's right.
See, that's the point. In other words, we're not making it up.
No.
We're going to show you the procedure. We're going to show you the way that they do it. We're going to use their own words describing from the textbooks how they do abortions. And again, what besides the actual videos, we're providing people with these quotations, like we have here from actually this is the Supreme Court now describing the D&E procedure, which is still legal. And listen to what they say. The doctor grips a fetal part with the forceps and pulls it back through the cervix, continuing to pull even after meeting resistance from the cervix. The friction causes the fetus to tear apart. Now, continuing now with the words of the Supreme Court in 2007, the Carhartt, the Gonzalez versus Carhartt case. For example, they said, a leg might be ripped off the fetus as it is pulled through the cervix and out of the woman. The process of evacuating the fetus piece by piece continues until it has been completely removed. Do people who say that they're in favor of abortion, especially the candidates who are now running for office and looking for our vote, is this what they mean when they say abortion?
Right.
Are they willing to admit to read these words and admit that that's what it is?
I don't think they will. As a matter of fact, we know they won't. One of our associates, Jim Pinto, not long ago down in Alabama, did such a thing. He showed up at a town meeting. A congressman was there, U.S. congressman, who has a 100% pro-abortion voting record. And Jim Pinto got up with those quotes and said to him, Congressman, I'd like to read you. And he just read what you just did, Father. And he said, when you support abortion, Congressman, is this what you mean? Now, what wasn't important was that congressman's reaction.
Right.
What was important was all the people that crowded. There was over 200 people in the room.
Many of his supporters.
Many of this congressman's supporters were like mumbling and in horror to hear and grumbling, like, you know, what is this we're hearing? This is the first time their ears are hearing what an abortion procedure is like.
Yes. And the congressman said to Jim, oh, you don't have to be so graphic. But our point is, yes, we do. Because
yes, we do.
People who think they support abortion, including you, Congressman, have never heard this stuff.
That's right.
So you got to be honest. And this is what this project is. This is a call for honesty.
That's right.
They say, look, you're going to support this? Then admit what it is. You can't even admit what it is? Well, then how are we supposed to take your support for it seriously? Are you seriously going to stand there and say that you're going to fight for the legality of a procedure that you don't even have the stomach to describe?
Right.
Or you don't even want to hear someone else describe it? What kind of nonsense is this?
And, you know, the abortionists themselves, they freely will describe this.
Yes.
And I always think of someone we know that we've dialogued before, Ron Fitzsimmons, who at one time was in charge of, you know, going around a network of abortion clinics. And he said to us, Father, Janet, yes, abortion is the killing of a baby. We're fully aware of that. We know that every abortion results in a dead child.
Yeah.
You know, he has added to it as well, but the women want it, so someone has to do it. But they don't shy away from this terminology. But yet the politicians who they don't want, it's like they don't want to get their hands dirty or even hear about it, but yet they want to support choice. So we have to unmask this. We want people to see these YouTube videos and encourage other people to see them and view them and say, are you still favor a woman's right to choose this?
No. Well, we'll be back after this break, friends, to show you this video that we're talking about and to show you exactly how to challenge others to admit what abortion is. So please stay with us.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I worried about staying in school.
I was already struggling to care for one child.
My parents told me I wasn't ready to be a mom, so I had an abortion.
I had physical problems afterwards.
I went from relationship to relationship.
I hated myself.
I started to have nightmares.
I cried when I saw a pregnant woman.
I tried to commit suicide.
Couldn't bond with the child I later had.
I tried to numb my pain with alcohol.
I struggled with depression.
I had trouble conceiving again.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
Each of us thought we were the only ones struggling afterward.
Now we realize many women regret their choice.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help in healing, and you can too.
Call or go online today.
Now you can make a difference in the lives of the unborn for as little as $12. Make your donation today and we'll send you a copy of the pro-life masterpiece, Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. Vivid imagery and striking colors come together in a painting that captures the essence of eternal hope for the unborn. You'll help change the hearts and lives of people everywhere. Plus, you'll have a treasured piece of artwork that serves as a daily reminder of the beauty of precious living souls. Make your donation today.
Well, welcome back, friends. We're with Janet Miranda here, and we're talking about our campaign to expose the reality of abortion. Janet, we call it Is This What You Mean? Because as we've already shown our viewers, we have a lot of quotes from the abortion industry, and they're right up there on our website, gospeloflife.com. You can see all the quotes that you can use. And reading these quotes, showing the videos of abortion, showing the diagrams of the procedure, which are also available from us, and challenging those who support it to admit what it is. Is this what you mean when you say the word abortion? We've been speaking about this YouTube video, and we'll share it with our audience now. And again, friends, this is a video we posted. You can see our YouTube channel at youtube.com/FatherFrankPavone. And you will see not only the one you're about to see now about the prostaglandin method of abortion, but you'll also see videos there of other abortion procedures. Let's take a look now at this very disturbing video. Hello, YouTube friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Today I want to talk to you about yet another abortion procedure. You know, in the second trimester of pregnancy, the abortion procedures are basically divided into two categories. One is the surgical evacuation, and I demonstrated the D&E procedure, the dismemberment abortion, in a previous video. But another method used in the second trimester is induction of labor. And one of those methods is called prostaglandin abortion. Prostaglandin is a drug that induces labor. It's a hormone. And it is injected into the woman's body so that she begins early labor. And the baby is actually killed by the strength of the contractions as that baby comes down the birth canal. Sometimes these babies are born alive, and of course that's the last thing the abortionist wants. So in order to prevent that kind of complication, the abortionist will sometimes, guided by ultrasound, stick a needle into the baby's heart and inject a drug into the heart to kill the baby first, and then the prostaglandin will continue to cause the contractions and the baby comes out. What you're about to see are actual babies that were killed by prostaglandin abortion, and one of our medical advisors, Dr. Byron Calhoun, will explain the wounds on their bodies caused by those violent contractions.
I'm Dr. Byron Calhoun. I do maternal fetal medicine, which is high-risk obstetrics. Most recently in Rockford, Illinois, I am board certified both in obstetrics and gynecology generally, and then a subspecialty in maternal fetal medicine. Now, you notice that the baby does not look the same everywhere. There are some dark areas, and there are some lighter areas here, you notice, on the bottom of the buttocks of the baby. That is consistent, most likely, with a prostaglandin type of an abortion, which cause what we call tetanic, or very hard type of contractions. And these bruise the baby significantly, and that's why you see this darkened or bruised appearing features on this particular baby. It's more consistent with an 18 to 20 week gestation, and we know this by the size from the bottom to the head. We notice with the more complex and more refinement of the features, you can actually get a better impression that this baby was actually more well preserved and probably was born alive. There's much less bruising in the face. There is still this darkness that we saw previously, and we noted, if you notice, the umbilical cord is cut much shorter, approximately 2 centimeters from the insertion site. The feet, the hands, and the toes are very well formed. If we turn the baby over, the baby's back has no defects. It appears very normal with that bruising that we noticed previously. And there does not appear to be any visual abnormalities to this baby either. Inside the lips, there's no palatal defects or cleft lip or palate. And again, this baby was probably born alive just by the way the baby appears. And by the way in which the modeling is, and there's less than there is on this baby, there's no skin slippage or anything of that nature. And again, more like 18 to 20 weeks.
Well, brothers and sisters, if you subscribe to a YouTube channel, you can place a link to these videos right on your channel by subscribing to my channel, by putting the video there as one of your favorites. What this does is it puts it in more places on YouTube so more people can find it more quickly. And Janet, we continue to get tremendous reaction and response to this video.
That's
from
right.
Both sides of the debate.
Exactly. And, you know, I know it was very disturbing to see, especially, you know, with the casket closing. But that was just one of the countless children that die every day from these abortion procedures. And people have to realize that, you know, it's very easy to mask it in the word choice, but
yes.
The choice is several thousand children every day dying from abortion. And we have to make people, you know, and it's not just the politicians, but if you have friends or family members who say, well, I support a woman's right to choose, you have to awaken their conscience and make them realize that supporting choice, this is what they're supporting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at the testimonies on our website. You know, people who have seen these images, who have watched the videos, and they say, oh my gosh, I was pro-choice my whole life. But once I saw these videos, I knew I could no longer cling to that attitude.
People should never doubt the impact that these videos have, because that's exactly what they say. I had one of the comments to this video, a man who said that he was an agnostic, but that what he saw here really shook him up and made him not only come back to belief, but become pro-life.
Right.
It takes a couple of minutes. That's all it takes. So, friends, if you have websites, blogs, email lists, newsletters, TV or radio shows of your own, point people to this material. Because this, Janet, as you know, it cuts through all the rhetoric. And that's the point of this program, Unmasking Choice. You cut through the rhetoric with words, with arguments, with subtle philosophical stances. We can justify anything. The human mind is capable of justifying anything. But these pictures, these videos cut right through, and we go right to the heart of the matter, and we awaken people's conscience.
That's right.
Thanks, Janet. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Now, at gospeloflife.com, not only will you find the details of the things we've discussed today, but you'll also find the travel schedule of our pastoral team. Traveling around the country, people like Dr. Alveda King, niece of Martin Luther King Jr., people like Teresa and Kevin Burke of Rachel's Vineyard, Jim Pinto, Paul Schenck, and all of our priests, myself and Janet, too, with the Silent No More Awareness Campaign. We may be coming to a community near you, and we would like to meet you in person. We would ask you to help us support the various speaking engagements. You'll see the schedule at gospeloflife.com. And you'll also see the many materials that you can obtain from our ministry. Tell other people also about our program so that they too may benefit from this information. Stay with us now. We'll be back with our action segment.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, We'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hello, friends. Welcome to our action segment. The weak link of the abortion industry is the abortion facilities themselves. And we have been saying this from the very beginning of our ministry, and we have been activating and mobilizing and encouraging people to go to these places to pray, to intervene, to sidewalk counsel. That's what we want to talk about again today in the context of a special project that you may already be aware of or participating in that takes place in the fall. Janet Morana, our associate director, you have been on the streets, and as I have, from coast to coast at abortion facilities. And tell us a little bit about, first of all, what goes on in front of these places, because many people still have the impression that the pro-life movement just goes there to harass and intimidate women.
Well, first of all, the people who do go out in front of the abortion mills, many of them are sidewalk counselors. They've been trained in how to counsel a woman who is abortion-minded or abortion-vulnerable, because at that point, that woman going in, you know, she's headed for that abortion. And usually they try to position themselves not right at the exact entrance of the clinic or at that pathway, but they're usually a little bit further away, trying to intervene at that point just to see, can we help you? We'll have some information for you. Would you like to get a free pregnancy test? You know, nice, calm phrases like that they're asking her. And if she'll pause for a minute to talk, then they know how to counsel her to say, do you really know what's going to happen? You know, they might tell her information about that doctor, because many of these doctors, you know, have lawsuits against them. So they're there to provide help and free resources to see if that woman would want to not go in the abortion clinic, that will take her to a pregnancy resource center where she could get real help for that abortion. Now, also to support those sidewalk counselors, there are other pro-lifers who come on a regular basis, and all they do is pray. Now, this is a very important component, because when you think about what's happening, this is the forces of good and evil. Inside that abortion mill, we know babies are going to die that day. And outside here on the streets are the people who are standing in prayer to the Lord, saying, please, God, let's intervene for the lives of these children and, you know, and the mothers. And please let the Holy Spirit come upon her and let her be convicted not to go into that mill. So it's a peaceful, quiet prayer that they're doing outside the abortion mill, and if a woman's receptive, the counselors are there to intervene. This is life-saving work. Father, you and I have been out in front of abortion clinics, and we've been witnesses to babies saved by this witnessing outside these abortion mills. We know how important it is. Well, there's a campaign starting in this country. It happened all last year, different times of the year, and this September, the 40 Days for Life campaign will once again begin. And this is where people are willing to come out for a 40-day period and witness in prayer in front of the abortion mill. And last year's campaign, last spring of 2008, we sourced great results that some abortion mills actually closed after the 40 Days for Life campaign.
And this is as we have always said, because this is the weak link of the abortion industry, the sustained presence of the people of God in front of these places will in fact bring many of them to close. We have to be there. That's the point. A sustained presence means that, first of all, every time somebody in despair comes to that place to have her child killed, she'll have there the sign from God that this is not what she should do. And that, secondly, the consciences of the abortion workers themselves are awakened, because they try to suppress their own conscience, and we bring it out into the open. And many of these staff do not remain. They have a very high turnover rate, and the abortion clinic is all the more weakened as a result.
That's right. And we know from other cases that the abortion people have told us, when people are outside praying, it's a bad day for abortion business inside the clinic.
Yes, it certainly is. So, friends, take part. Promote. See if your community is engaged in the 40 Days for Life campaign. 40daysforlife.com is the website. And we'd also like to equip you, on another note, with this booklet, Voting with a Clear Conscience. You can get it from us free of charge. We'll be eager to send it to you to prepare for this year's elections. Brothers and sisters, it's critically important that the information in here be spread far and wide. Thanks for joining us. Continue to bring others to gospeloflife.com, and we'll see you again next week.
You are looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion. Haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. The Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.